You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, right to the phones, talking Tigers now. Going to get to the Wings in the 3 o'clock because Elliot Friedman, I'm going to read it to you. I give you my take. And then it really comes down to you guys. Because there's a phrase we use on this show, and I think it's going to come up. That's what the money's for. This isn't a hobby. It's not a charity when you run a team. So I'm not going to turn you into a victim. Be better at your job. We'll get to it. Let's go to Garrett, Lake Orion, 97.1. Garrett, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, doing all right, man. When Hatchett said what he did about the Tigers, I thought you were going to pull your church donation for Greater Life there. I really did. I was waiting for you.
No.
That's unacceptable if you ask me from Hatchett, man. But hey, it is what it is.
I know. It's negativity constantly from David. It's unbelievable.
I know. I mean, hey, something has to happen there. Like I said, anyways. Just to kind of expand upon your point though about the Tigers. I've listened to you a long time, and there's a couple things that you've always mentioned about what good teams and good organizations do. And a couple of things have been being able to plan down the road in the future. And if you've got a good farm system, being able to weaponize those players, right? Being able to kind of see where certain pieces are going to fit. Well, I think with the Tigers, you're 100% right about the pitching, because, like, for example, Tyler Holton was nobody before he came here. Now he got an MVP vote last year, which everyone loves to use. Obviously, they bring in pitchers. They know what they need to do. But who's to say that in a couple years, and I think you're spot on, by the way, with everything. I think the Tigers have a five-year window that the Tigers have so many of these young guys there that they're going to be able to get King's ransom for a lot of these guys anyways, even if Scooble does walk. Because what do teams covet a lot of? Left-handed hitting with good power, guys with good approaches that can get on base, that play positions. And guess what the Tigers farm system is? A bunch of guys who are left-handed hitters with good fielding that can draw a walk, that can really force a lot of problems for teams on the base paths. And that's what good teams do, right? You find those players that if it's a mold, you've got to go back to it at some point, right? And that's what the good organizations do. So I think now with Jeff Greenberg, now with Scott Harris, there, I absolutely do think that you're going to see that happen. And that's why even if Scooble, I hope Scooble doesn't walk, but if he does walk, like, it's not the end-all be-all on a lot of things. And that's where I kind of think that there's this delineation we can make where, yes, you wouldn't be a better team long-term if he's not on your roster, but at the same time, if you have to make that decision 3-4 years down the road, you're still going to have McConnell. You're still going to have, hopefully, Bryce Rayner's ready at that point. You're going to probably have a Burkeno or a Lorenzo ready to go for you at catcher.
Garrett, you said it. There's also going to have to be trades. Right. You're going to need fully developed, fully ready pitching to kind of backfill. But you've nailed it. It is most trades, unless it is a Chris Sale type deal years ago, a Soto deal. Like in the Soto deal, the Yankees sent Michael King. Like only deals of that scope take prospects of that scope.
Not only just Soto to the Yankees, but even when Soto went to the Padres, and I know Rizzo got fired, but he got a nice return back from that. I mean, those were three quality players that they got back.
Yeah, hell, those players helped beat the Tigers. You know, so yes, but Garrett, that's the whole point. And I don't say it lightly. I just, I feel like the rest of the division also, like if I'm Cleveland, I'm probably blowing it up. Kansas City, they're stuck in the mud. Chicago's atrocious, and Minnesota continues to reduce payroll. And they've hitched their wagon to a bunch of off-injured people. So, yeah, Garrett, I feel like it's your division.
Yeah, and the Twins don't have an ownership group, then and Reinsdorf will probably be dead in Chicago before Ishbia takes over. So, like, that's, you know, this team's got a five-year window.
Yeah.
And you got to maximize it the best you can. And I want to see a World Series here because, you know, I was in college when that team with Verlander, Scherzer, and Bryce and all of them did that. And I feel like there's still a little bit of still a bad taste in my mouth from that
time. I know.
But now I think this is a very, I think this is a very different type of situation. And I think it's actually setting up to be a very, very solid time.
Yep. And again, baseball is coin flippy. You know, we have no idea on July 7th, Garrett, who's going to be playing well on October 7th. A lot of baseball is about having your best players play their best at that time. Like, it doesn't matter what a guy, like if a guy had a, like, okay, and this is not slander, but like Javi Baez in April, I don't care about April. What are you going to be in September and October? So a lot of that plays a role too. And then here's the other thing. The playoffs hit different. Hell, there might be a team with a star-studded lineup and their guys just don't fire because in the playoffs, the pitching gets better. The bullpen usage goes up. And look, now we're being positive about the Tigers today, but I want to offer you one of the red flags. You've got a gaggle of players that has basically a 10-1 strikeout to walk ratio. 60-6, 80-8. Bottom line, you get in the playoffs, the strikeout percentage goes up because the pitching's better. You're not going to see a guy three times through the rotation unless they're an absolute stud muffin. And everyone's doing a little bit of bullpen chaos. It is matchup city. So if you're a guy who strikes out 200 times in the regular season, that's a red flag. So yeah, they've got a nice window to get into the dance, I think, multiply, certainly this year. But I'm future casting for a couple of years past that. And I go, okay, can we just say it out in the open? They're winning this division the next 3 years. And that I've gave you reasons. Sure as hell. Hey, if I knew that was going to be right, I wouldn't work for a living. So I'm offering you what the weekend provided me. Let's go to Ivory, 97.1. Ivory, what's going on, buddy? You've been injured in an auto accident. And now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good, Ivory. What's up?
Yeah, so I was watching the Tigers game last night. And I'm a big Tigers fan, man. Been all my life, really. And I was watching the game, and I'm like, man, this division sucks, man. And like you said, you know, you don't want to, like, rely on, like, what other teams are doing or aren't doing. You just want to focus on getting your organization better. But it's just like the Lions. You know, you want to, like, capitalize on the moment and what you have. And, you know, I think the Tigers, if they can continue, they have pretty much the best, deepest farm system in baseball. They, like you said, they have a young team that's controllable as far as young players. You want to capitalize on what you have. I don't think what they have is in the playoffs. It worries me, and World Series wise, it worries me because at first I'm like, do they need pitching? Do they start? They need to start. And I'm like, okay, Mize is doing good now. Schoolboy, you know, Flaherty hopefully can be a decent number three guy or two or better, something like that. But then the hitting really is what worries me, like, kind of, because, like, Riley Green, is as good as a player as he is, he does this every year. And the bad part about it is you don't know when it's going to happen. He'll be superstarish, pants on fire for, like, 2 months. And then for, like, 30 days, he'll just disappear on you. So all I'm saying is that I just wanted to get your idea on, like, I really like Osuna Jr. from Atlanta. Like, I don't know what it'll cost for them to get him.
Oh, well, you named two players there. There's Ronald Acuña Jr., and then there's Marcell Ozuna. Those are two distinctly different humans.
Acuña Jr., the guy from Atlanta.
That's a whole different ball of wax. Yeah, I think Ozuna is available. You're going to have to DH him. But that's a right-handed power bat. That's a hammer.
Need that.
They do. I'm going to continue with it. I know different shows are going to disagree with me. That's fine. But I'm not going to trust the others. Like, I term it like the MLB playoff, the NBA playoffs. Your stars dictate whether you get to win it or not. The others play well at home and terrible on the road. Like, I'm the same way with baseball. Go ahead.
I just think that, and another thing, like, on the not really negative side or red flag side, but I don't want them. It's a good and a bad thing. Like, when you have a team this deep and this good, as far as you know, minors and your top level people on the MLB are young and costly. I just hope they don't rely and sit back and take it easy and kind of coast. You know,
no, I'm with you.
On the moment.
And you can't. And I think if you get comfortable with, you know, Zach McKinstry saving your season and stuff, it's going to burn you. And look, Ivory, I don't want you to think I'm being dismissive, but the Acuña thing, you're talking about a guy. I mean, guy's hitting, what is he, 340? Guy's got to have an OPS of 950, which translates to roughly what? OPS plus 175? Like, if Atlanta put him out there, you're going to have to give away things you don't want. He's having an incredible year. He's an incredible player. Now, here's your problem. As much as he's hitting, the knee injuries have taken away the speed. I don't think there's going to be any more running. Remember, he blew out. I think it was on a pickoff attempt getting back to second. That's not going to, you know, but again, I don't get hung up in a name. It's about the role. You need what I consider to be a stabilizer in the order. Not a guy that I'm taking out that is matchup dependent. Okay? Like, as much as I love Kerry Carpenter, he's not had a good year. And he can't hit lefties. It's a problem. I need a stabilizer. Somebody that I pencil in top four in my order from the right side every day. And whether that's in the two-hole, leadoff, third, cleanup, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. They need that player. And if you do that, that will unlock a lot of other things for AJ and for this lineup and for this team. You need someone that other teams fear and they can't match up their way around. You need the non-negotiable. It's no different than an edge rusher. It's no different than a star quarterback to which you feel like there's no defense against. You know, pick your sports comparison. It's James Harden in his prime. You're not going to guard him. They're going to go ISO. He's going to get to the line. That's what it is. And again, not everyone's created equal. I mean, I have bemoaned Aaron Judge's postseason performances for a while. But, like, look every day. You can't work your way around an Aaron Judge. No Aaron Judge will be available at the deadline unless something crazy happens like when Soto got dealt. But you've got to have a few more non-negotiables in there. Because right now, when the playoffs come around, yeah, people are going to be able to maneuver and do it in a different way. Remember, there's no fourth and fifth starters in the playoffs. There's no saving of your bullpen. You're just going to go. So, yeah, Ivory, I'm with you. And we've got a few weeks to sort it out. Right-handed bat, I'd love to see an arm or two in the pen. You do that, why not? Why not us? I have no problem with that. But I do think you got to, you know, you gotta pay the cover charge to get in the bar. All right? Like, I don't, you know, like David charges to go to his church. You got to pay. You want that good sermon.
That is false. That is false.
David, I clicked donate on the website.
That is not true.
$20 entry fee, and it's $25 if you do the dramatic reading of Psalms 49.
And that $25 at the door.
Comes with an open bar, too. Got a hell of a thing going on down there. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.